Let's get to this tabloid trash.
Yo, Taylor. I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
That's hot.
Winning.
And my heart is telling me that I just, like, did this too fast and I didn't know what I was doing.
Leave Benny alone.
Celebrity lawsuits, Victoria.
Oh, boy. Who's suing who?
Paula Abdul. We've talked before. She's suing American Idol, or she had been suing American Idol, for a sexual assault. Not the whole Idol, and certainly not Ryan Seacrest. I don't think he's even touched a woman, actually, but she's settled that lawsuit out of court.
Oh.
But she still has a lawsuit, a sexual assault and battery lawsuit against Nigel Lithgow. He was the former producer on the show. That's moving forward with the trial. Paula accuses Nigel and the show's production companies of sexual assault and battery, sexual harassment, gender violence, negligence. And this suit was filed a while ago, December 2023. I didn't realize that much time had passed. But the former American Idol judge's suit against Lithgow will head to jury trial in July of 2025. So there you go. She's accusing him, Nigel, of assaulting her two times. The first was in a hotel elevator in the early 2000s. And another time. We'll see what happens. Dan Schneider, the guy who was really one of the main focuses, foci?
Never heard of that word.
Of Quiet on the Set. You know, the documentary about child actors.
Yeah.
So he was one of the main people in the crosshairs on that documentary.
Yeah.
He has filed a defamation lawsuit now against the docuseries Quiet on the Set. He says he's willing to fight in court that he did not sexually abuse child actors. He called the docuseries a hit job that ruined his reputation. And his lawsuit admits it's a fact that two child sexual abusers worked for Nickelodeon shows, but he doesn't want to be lumped in with the creeps. And you know what? If he's innocent, I get that.
Yeah, if he is.
If he's innocent. I mean, we'll have to see. Previously, he confessed to TMZ to bad behavior towards his cast and crew. He said he made poor judgment in the past, but we'll see what happens there. Getting out of lawsuits, Jerry Seinfeld and Michael Richards have reunited in a way. They were on the red carpet for the film debut of Unfrosted on Tuesday night. They shared a big hug, took photos together, waved for fans. It's the first time that Michael Richards has been on the red carpet in 8 years. He's largely stayed off of the radar following his racist tirade. You remember that in 2006?
Yeah.
That's a way to just ruin your life forever.
Yeah.
I don't even understand why he was doing stand-up comedy. Maybe just for fun. I don't know. Like, Michael Richards had plenty of money.
You
know,
yeah.
It was after Seinfeld, so I don't know.
I don't know either, but it didn't work out for him, did it?
It didn't go so well. Tyra Banks has celebrated her 50th birthday, and she tried an alcoholic drink for the first time.
Really?
Yeah. She wanted to try new things for her milestone birthday. Here's how I feel about it, not that anybody's asking. I think if you have a history of alcoholism or addictive substances in your family, I could certainly understand why you would not want to try alcohol. But at the same time, I do believe, like, you should live a little. Once you're of age, you should live a little bit and try it, at least. Just try it. I mean, that's how I feel when people come up to me and they say, I've never had a drop. I'm like, well, you should probably explore life a little bit.
Well, there's life outside of alcohol, though.
Yeah, I know.
I think Tyra Banks has lived a pretty full life.
I'm not criticizing Tyra Banks. There's somebody I know in particular who is a friend of mine who I'm like, well, anyway. I'll wear him down with peer pressure.
There you go.
That's always healthy. Tim McGraw, as you know, is a singer and actor. Maybe a magician as well. That'd be cool. If on stage,
yeah.
If he pulled a rabbit out of a hat, I'd like that. But it's been a while since we've seen Tim McGraw take on an acting role. What was the last one? 1938? 1823. From the looks of a birthday video, because yesterday was his birthday, that Faith Hill shared on Instagram, he's ready for a Western. Well, he kind of was, sort of.
He was in a Western.
Yeah.
Maybe he's ready for another Western.
I don't know. Tim McGraw says that there's good and bad in taking on movie roles. He says it's a process that's fun, and I always learn something every time I do it. You know, it's not so much fun sitting around and waiting. That's what I hear about movies.
Yeah. When you're done, you're waiting for it to come out finally.
Well, you're waiting, and you're on the set, you're waiting.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
I think I could do that. I could manage that pretty good. He says there's a lot of doing that in movies, but when you get to really go on set and interact with a fantastic actor, director, and crew, everybody's sort of in the shop together, you know, trying to create a great project, that's when it's fun. So maybe Tim McGraw will be in something else soon.
Maybe.
Birthdays, Brooke Hogan. Hulk Hogan's daughter is somewhat of a celebrity, and she is 36 today. From The Office, and also she was in Unbreakable, Kimmy Schmidt. Ellie Kemper is 44. David Beckham, the English soccer star, married to Posh Spice. How old do you think he is?
What? He's probably, what, 52?
49. You're not that far off. The Rock. How old is The Rock?
54?
52.
Oh.
I'm sorry I'm putting you on the spot for all these things. And that's tabloid trash. It is Mornings with Dave and Victoria. It is 7:22. Later on this hour, we're going to play a game, and we'll have a chance for you to win two tickets to both Friday and Saturday to Hamler Country Fest coming up May 17th and 18th. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
We'll do that. But before that, today is not only International Day of Prayer, which is probably more important, it's also the International Day of Harry Potter.
And I like that.
I know we've done our share of quizzes before, but I think I've got a real doozy for you. So I'm gonna quiz you.
Oh, okay.
On your Harry Potter knowledge. We'll see how you do. It's all coming up. That's worth listening for.
Definitely.
It's Mornings with Dave and Victoria. It is International Day of Prayer. And maybe this is a little bit blasphemous, but it's also International Harry Potter Day. We're going to focus on that one.
Okay, yeah.
Unless you want to pray for a while.
I've already prayed today, thank you.
I pray we get through this quiz, okay? I've got it's supposed to be a hard quiz. Like, we'll see how it goes, okay? As usual, this is a quiz, and it's got multiple choice answers if you request them, okay?
Is this movie-based or book-based?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I read one of the books. I like Harry Potter, by the way. I read one of the books. I've not gotten to the... I started the second one. I don't know if it's movie-based or not. I don't know a whole lot. Okay, question number one. What is Ron Weasley's owl called?
Pigwidgeon.
Ooh. Can I give you the choices?
Then it's... yeah, go ahead and give me the choices. It's
Ernie. Errol.
Errol.
Okay.
That's the first one. But technically, that's the family owl.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What is Cedric's dad called? Do you want the choices?
Dad?
Well, yes. Okay, I'm going to give you that, but it's not what they're looking for.
What's his first name?
What's Cedric's dad's first name?
I don't know.
Arthur, Andrew, Alan, or Amos?
Amos.
Oh, there you go. See? You're doing okay. It's in the back of your mind somewhere. What's Madame Maxine's first name? And again, I can give you choices. This is a weird name.
Yeah, I have to have choices. Just French.
Okay. Olive, Amer, Olivia, or Olympe? Or
Olympe.
Olympe or something like that. Okay, very good. See, you're doing okay. Which of these is not a currency in Harry Potter world? Nut, galleon, sickle, or Gringot?
Nut.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, wait, no.
No, Gringot. It's the bank.
Yeah, Gringot. See, I don't... You know what? Okay. I'll let you have that one just because I don't, not really concerned with how well you do.
Okay.
In which film or book does Harry Potter get his firebolt? Is that talking about the lightning thing on his forehead?
No, the firebolt's a broom.
Oh, okay. In which book does he get his firebolt?
The fourth book.
I don't know which one that is. Is it?
Oh, no, third book. Prisoner of Azkaban.
Okay, yeah, that's right. See, you're doing pretty good. Who shared the
Philosopher's Stone?
Yes. Who shared the Philosopher's Stone with Dumbledore?
Nicholas Flamel.
Yeah. Look at you.
I'm such a nerd.
You are. Which of these doesn't drink the Polyjuice potion to turn into a decoy Harry?
Okay.
You want the choices?
Because there's a lot of people that don't drink it, so.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. So you need the choices.
Yeah.
Okay. Mundungus? Fred, Fleur, or Ginny?
Ginny.
Yeah, wow. Okay, I almost wish this would end. Maybe we should do, like, what, two more?
Sure.
In Quidditch, how many points does the Quaffle going through the hoops get?
It's 5 or 10.
Well, I don't know. You tell me. I don't
know. 5. 10.
Well, which is it?
Well, I said 5 and you didn't say anything.
Well, that's because I got ready to hit the correct, either the right answer or the wrong answer.
Okay, dinger. I'm going to go with 5.
No.
Is it 10?
It is 10. Okay. Yeah, I hit both there. Okay, one more. Sticking with Quidditch, how many points is catching the snitch worth?
150 points.
Well, look at you. I'm impressed, actually.
Thanks.
I like Harry Potter. I just don't know a thing about it.
But you know what? Catching the snitch. In the movies, you win the game, but that's not really what it is.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So I've been lied to in a sense.
So you can catch the snitch, but if you still don't have the most, that ends the game, but if you don't have the most points, then you lose.
Okay. This is kind of like when a little kid comes up to you and is like, did you know in the fifth episode of Star Wars that R2-D2 is really not a droid? He's blah, blah, blah. You know, just like, oh, you just go, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe I should have given you a Star Wars quiz because it is almost May the 4th.
I wouldn't know a thing about Star. I know the first one.
Oh, well, I don't know anything about it.
All right, coming up. We've got, I picked up for a second because things are going to get better. We've got tickets to Hamler Country Fest to give away. We're going to play What's That Sound? This is where we've got a sound. It makes a noise, blah, blah, blah. You call, you guess, you win.
Pretty easy.
It's Mornings with Dave and Victoria. Coming up May 17th and 18th. Every year it happens and it's always wonderful. Hamler Country Fest. It's going to be a lot of fun. There is camping available as well, although we're not giving away camping here, but we have tickets. We've got two tickets to Friday, May 17th, and two tickets to Saturday, May 18th. It's a bunch of acts. Of course, it's a festival. So Little Texas going to be there. Brent Lowry going to be there. Nashville Crush. Travis Denning going to be there as well. Little Texas, if I didn't say that already. So it's always fun. We are going to play a game called What's That Sound? That's what that noise was a second ago. This is where I've got something that makes a sound. You just have to identify what it is.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's not rocket science. 419-879-9292. Okay, here is the object. I'm going to do my best to make it make a sound. See, I think this is easy, but
I think it's hard. But maybe not.
419-879-9292. What is that sound? What's that object? Your chance to win two tickets to Hamler Country Fest, May 17th and 18th.
Just do that all day, please.
So far, no takers. 419-879-9292. I've always said this. Like, someday I'll be applying for another job, and they'll be like, what'd you do at your last job? And I'll be like, well, I'll make sounds.
Yeah.
I can make sounds. Can you hire me? All right. Okay. Now the phones are going. You know, it's probably all the people calling all at once.
Yeah.
Hi, what's your name?
Jeff.
Jeff, where are you from?
Guaymo.
What do you think that sound is?
Metal coffee cup.
You know what? I could see that. I could actually see that, and I appreciate that guess. It's sound-wise, it is so close. I mean, I think of that too when I. It sounds like a metal coffee cup. It's not.
No.
You don't think so?
Not. I don't. But I don't. Okay.
It's not a metal coffee cup. But that was. I mean.
It was a guess.
It was a guess. It was technically a guess. 419-879-9292. I guess this is hard. You're right. I thought it was going to be a piece of cake. I don't know. You never know when you got to. Make these things up at the last minute. Hi, what's your name?
Gabby.
Gabby, what do you think that sound is from?
Grilling utensils.
No, I appreciate that. It's not grilling utensils. Okay. I guess. Well, let me take another call. Hi, what's your name?
Kayla.
Kayla, what do you think that sound is?
I think it's a mason jar lid.
Oh, my goodness. You
oh,
got
wow,
it.
Wow.
You know what?
Good.
You got it exactly right. Actually, let me see. Is it technically?
Yeah, it's a ball mason.
Yeah, it's a ball mason. Yeah, you got it right. And you really didn't even have to go that far. You could have just said it's a jar. I would have been fine. All right. Well, you've won two tickets for each day of Hamler Country Fest. You hang on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's 7:53. It's Mornings with Dave and Victoria, and it all has a nice happy ending.
It does.
Coming up, three big things. Okay, did you know, remember the show Behind the Music?
Yeah.
Did you know it's still around?
No.
So
I didn't know VH1 was still around.
Not exactly. No. We'll get into all that coming up in three big things on the front.
Three big things.
Brought to you by Activate Allen County. The first big thing. Every light in the house. This is Trace Atkins. It's one of my favorite songs.
I like this song.
And I used to have a habit of leaving lights on.
Yeah.
Which I do not have anymore. And I always used to think about this song.
Yeah.
There is still a behind the music. And I don't know if it probably went away for a while and now came back.
I would think so.
Yeah. And there's one on Trace Atkins that's on Paramount Plus right now. What I love about Behind the Music, I mean, the one that was on VH1 anyway, is anytime the story turns bad, everything gets black and white. Did you ever notice that?
Oh, yeah.
So it would be like Bon Jovi was riding high in his musical career.
Until he wasn't.
Until things took a sudden turn for the worse, and then everything turns black and white. You're like, oh, no, it's black and white. Uh-oh. Look out, Bon Jovi. Trace Atkins is the subject, as I said, of Behind the Music. And it's going to tell the story of his struggles with alcohol, a near-fatal shooting.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember that.
I don't either.
A house fire, his run on Celebrity Apprentice, and more. I'll tell you one thing. It makes me never want to be a successful country singer because I can't handle all those things.
No, not at all.
And so anyway, check out Behind the Music on Paramount Plus. It's no longer VH1's, by the way. It's MTV's.
Well, I think, doesn't MTV own VH1?
Yeah. I'm so old. I remember when VH1 was not only around, I don't know, it may still be around, but when it was Video Hits 1.
Oh, I don't ever remember
that.
Yeah.
Second big thing, they asked Americans how much they think an hour of their time is worth. And I actually thought that I would guess high, but I didn't guess as high as people said. Do you have any idea? What is your time worth? If I want to, let's say I want to hire you to be my advisor. I'm trying to keep it classy.
To be your advisor?
Yeah.
I would probably do that for about, I don't know, 90 to 150.
Okay. The average American values their time at $240 an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, I value my time. You know me. I'm very selfish with my time.
Yeah.
I think I'm a selfish person when it comes to my time.
I don't think you're selfish, but you can be. Definitely.
Like if you call me in the evening, I'll answer it. If somebody else calls me, I'm not going to answer that.
Yeah. Yeah, but this survey is probably asking, like, doctors and stuff, too. Like, doctors and lawyers who's obviously their, you know, like, an attorney, their time is $200 an hour.
That's fair. It turns out, if you were to take $240 an hour times a 40-hour work week, you would get a salary of $500,000 a year.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, third big thing. Yesterday, we mentioned that Randy Travis has a new song coming out, and it's actually coming out tomorrow. It's called Where That Came From. Now, it's his first song in over a decade and his first since he suffered a stroke in 2013. Here is my theory. It's my theory alone, okay? I think he's going to use AI. I don't know that. Nobody said that. I haven't read that anywhere. That's what I would do.
I don't think that's him, though. I don't think that's Randy Travis, though.
I could be completely wrong. But
I bet he'll have friends on it.
He does have friends on it. We know that already, but
I bet he doesn't. I bet it's not a lot of him singing, would be my guess.
That's possible, too.
But we'll have to listen to it tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, we'll update you. We do have the post from Randy on our website at 921thefrog.com. That's just my theory. If I were struggling to sing, which I do now,
yeah,
I would use AI.
No, you're a good singer.
Depends. Song choice.
Oh, yeah.
Song choice, dog.
That's a big thing. Yeah.
8:13. It's Mornings with Dave and Victoria. That's three big things brought to you by Activate Allen County. Coming up, the Lima Allen County Chamber Awards Gala was last night.
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
Yeah, it was last night, and we're gonna announce the winners.
We're gonna
share the winners. They recap were announced last night.
Recap.
There you go. That's what I'm looking for.
Recap the winners. All ahead on the Frog. Last night, the Lima Allen County Chamber put on their annual awards gala.
Yeah, it's always a big event, and you know, we have a lot of good people in this community, a lot of good businesses and nonprofits, and it's nice that there's an event that recognizes them.
Yeah, I think so too. So you've got a list of award winners. I'm trying to see if I have any awards music. I probably should have that ready to go, shouldn't I?
Yeah, but it's all right. We'll all just sit here and listen to your.
Okay,
there we go.
Go ahead.
All right, so Young Leader of the Year, that award was sponsored by Mercy Health St. Rita's Medical Center, and it went to Jill Bakeys.
Okay.
Congratulations. Emerging Business of the Year, sponsored by State Bank, goes to Steady Does It.
All right.
Woman-Owned Business of the Year, sponsored by Huntington National Bank, went to Schrader Realty. Nonprofit Agency of the Year went to Crime Victim Services, and that was sponsored by Cinevas Lima Refinery.
Okay.
The Athena Award, sponsored by Lima Chevrolet Cadillac, went to Jill Ackerman. Small Business of the Year, sponsored by Citizens National Bank, went to Service Master at Your Service. And the Above and Beyond Award, sponsored by Tomorrow's Technology Today, went to the Mental Health and Recovery Services.
Well deserved, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
Why don't you and I ever get an award? We're never nominated for anything, really.
Well,
we were best in the region.
Yes, we were. But we'd really have to step up our game to be nominated with some of these folks.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm not going to step up my game.
Maybe next year we can convince the chamber to do an award for mediocrity.
Yeah.
We are top of that game.
That would be good. But
seriously, congratulations to all of the nominees and the winners last night.
Absolutely. It's losers, Dave and Victoria.
Yeah.
I'm petty.
You are.
No, I do think it's great that they won. Coming up, we've got Tabloid Trash. It's full of winners.
Got
Paula Abdul, Jerry Seinfeld to talk about, Dan Schneider and that crazy documentary about the kids on the Nickelodeon shows to talk about, Tim McGraw and more. He's a winner. It's all coming up on The Frog. It is Mornings with Dave and Victoria. It's 8:32, Tabloid Trash on the way.